This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writers' Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Tabby Kim is a fact checker at The New Yorker, and usually I go wandering over there to see how things are going, but Tammy's dropped by today. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to see what was on your mind, what you're reading, what you're listening to, what you're watching.
I brought a few splendid items today. The first one is the most recent album by Slater Kinney, which I think has been in the magazine in the past. Slater Kinney is a band from my neck of the woods in Washington State.
Thank God, finally a band that I know. Usually somebody comes by with something that just came out 10 minutes ago.
Right. That cool. But I grew up with this band, and the new album is phenomenal. And the first song on the album is incredible. It's called Price Tag. And it's my line that this is the song for millennials. It is a song about the new economy and all of its failed promises.
I saw them live not so long ago, and they were fantastic.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you've also been reading a lot, and the book that you're into now is?
Human Acts, which is the second novel in translation by Hangang, who is a Korean novelist and short story writer. This book, Human Acts, is a very dark tale told from multiple perspectives about the Gwangju Massacre, which was a massacre of civilians in 1980 in South Korea during the democracy movement. It's quite beautifully translated by Deborah Smith. It is notoriously difficult to translate from the Korean, so I'm really grateful that
Why is that the case? More than most?
So I grew up with Korean and English in the home. Korean has actually the same grammatical structure as Japanese, but I think for reasons of history, it's not being really accessed by the West. And then it's also just a very difficult language to learn for Westerners. It's always classified as one of the hardest languages to learn.
And what else have you got for us?
Well, David, you and I have discussed Korean food before. And of course, there are the Korean superstar celebrity chefs like David Chang and Hoonie Kim and Roy Choi. But have you heard of Mangchi?
I'm going to right now.
Mangchi is a middle-aged Korean woman who does these sort of homemade recipes that aren't particularly fantastic, but speak to this wonderful sort of mundaneness and ordinariness of Korean food and how it can be practiced in an everyday setting.
What does that mean, mundane Korean food? You're making it, you're not giving a hard sell here.
Well, I think it's fabulous. But of course, I grew up in a time where it was considered much more exotic and weird and pungent. And so what I like about her is that she's somewhere in this kind of middle zone of, oh, it's not weird and disgusting, but it's also not this sort of haute cuisine that
is
difficult to access.
So what is she cooking? What's she making?
I was looking back, and quite a few years ago, she made this recipe for tteokbokki, which is a spicy rice cake. It's a kind of street food, but it's been sort of hodified in some of the fancy restaurants lately. And then she reprised it this year and made a much more fancy video because she's more well-funded.
7 dried anchovies we need. Remove the heads and guts. Heads and guts inside. Just press this way. And take it out. We are going to use 7 dried anchovies.
Now, I watch these things to relax and I don't cook worth a damn. Do you cook?
I do. I cook a lot.
And do you pick up a lot from her?
No, not at all.
Because you already know it.
Absolutely. My mom is way better.
The New Yorker's Tammy Kim. You can find her picks for music, books, and cooking at newyorkerradio.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.